The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning, October the 28th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Good morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com so that you can be with us when you travel throughout the world or get it over your iPod. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
What's it look like today for weather?
A good deal of sunshine, a high near 75, clouds tonight with low of 53, sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 78, winds light and variable for your Wednesday, possibility of some rain coming in by the time we get to Thursday. Right now in Reading, we are looking at, 53 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. In fact, Chuck and he's going to be in today. Wow. A lot of stuff going on. The sad part is, just before we get to our guest here, is that these two teenagers' bodies were found, two Reading teenagers. They've been missing since Saturday. He was driving his Ford Focus, and he tried to, cross a stream bed in the water on Saturday when it was raining so hard, took the car and took it downstream a half mile.
When you're in the vehicle, it feels so solid, you know. But of course, it's relatively light, and never underestimate the power of moving water.
Had to cross Lat Creek Drive. Wow, a lot of things going on, but we've got a busy day today. We've got the No on Prop A reps here. Rick Aarons is here with us. We've got Chuck Kinney coming in, and then we have also Haven Humane rolling in at 8 o'clock. The rest of this week is totally for political things, candidates and props and everything. But we wanted to hop in on this one first. So good morning, Rick Aarons.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
And which side are you on this?
We are we're on the no on Measure A.
No on Measure A. A little humor there early in the morning. Yeah. Now, Measure A, in case people are... And there are people out there that don't know. Measure A was, I know you studied it probably a lot more than I have, Rick, but Measure A came from the Board of Supervisors. It was an ordinance about outlawing all outdoor grows of marijuana in Shasta County. That if you wanted to grow it, you had to put it inside a building. It had to have security lights. It had to have, I'm not sure about the security lights, but it had to have a cleansing system for the air, so it takes away the smell of growing marijuana, which we know has got its own peculiar odor. It's like keeping a pet skunk next door. That's just true.
Oh yeah,
and because that leads into some of the parts of the argument. It said that if you were going to, you had to live on the land that you were growing.
Correct.
And essentially, it pretty much outlawed anything on the outside, and you had to do it inside.
Correct.
Did I miss anything?
There's quite a few caveats that are sitting in there that are kind of hidden, and one of those is those patients that do not cultivate. Mm-hmm. Under Shasta County's definition of cultivation, they've included the word storage. So those patients that do not cultivate, they're also required to build that $12,000 structure to store any part of the plant inside that $12,000 structure. That runs into a bit of a problem for anybody who's a renter. If you're a renter building a $12,000 permanent foundation structure that's permitted with ventilation,
Does it say it has to be a permanent foundation building?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Very specific in regards, and okay. It needs to be permitted and whatnot with ventilation, filtration, 10 decibel alarm system, and water collection. So it puts a huge burden on a lot of those people who don't own their property.
Well, why do you think the Shasta Board of Supervisors, which I have to admit, have been wrong in many things, but they've been right in a few things, too. Mm-hmm. Why do you think they made this ordinance?
It was kind of strange because, you know, the Board of Supervisors put the task into the hands of their Planning Commission to devise a ordinance that not only protected the people's rights who believe that there shouldn't be any cannabis cultivated, and to protect some of those patients' rights also. So they did write a proposed ordinance that was a little bit more stringent than our current ordinance. However, at the request of our sheriff Tom Pazenko, he wanted an ordinance that if he saw a plant, he would be able to go into that property and abate. So it was primarily at the direction of our sheriff.
Okay. Well, let's go into this. One of the things were said was that people won't be able to get their marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, well, what's happened currently is you've got a ban on dispensaries in the county. You've got a ban on dispensaries inside the city limits of Redding. You have two dispensaries left in Shasta Lake City. So the access for the patients, and I had 6,000 patients at the collective that I operated, and through Sheriff Pete Hansen's words himself, there were 40,000 scripted patients inside the city limits of Redding. And those are all being forced to Shasta Lake City. So and then now we're gonna
is that 40,000 from one doctor or from one script? Could they have multiple scripts?
Realistically, people don't have multiple scripts, but the error in that number is the people who were duplicating you know, their membership. So if I was a member at one collective and I wasn't, I was a member at six collectives, then
so you could go to any one of them.
Those had counted, yeah. And HIPAA laws restricted a lot of, a lot of that looking into to find out whether somebody was at you know, a member of one or the other.
Okay, but don't the collectives deliver?
You know, we have the option, and there's quite of a bit of a gray area in there.
But don't they deliver?
No. Not necessarily. I don't. I closed my doors. My doors
well,
are closed.
I know you're closed, but I've also
Planet Herb doesn't deliver. A lot of the ones
over in Shasta Lake don't.
I do not believe so. Okay. No, I'm not a member of either of those either. So, but no, I don't believe that they do any delivering whatsoever.
Okay.
So it does put a slight burden on them. But I mean, there's something that needs to be done. Obviously, there's a huge problem in Shasta County. The cultivation has got out of hand. There's been a ton of people moving into our area, destroying our land and pillaging our waters and not caring about our resources. And by the time you can get them out of here, they've already harvested and left. So, something definitely needs to be done.
Okay. Well, and then I think then the Board of Supervisors felt like this was something that had to be done. They thought a total ban. Okay, so you all, and so the no on A says, well, wait a minute, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but so, in fact, what is no on A saying?
No on A is saying, you know, let's say that those folks did want a ban. There's so many things to this ordinance that just makes it a bad ordinance that it still needs to go back to the table and write an ordinance that doesn't infringe upon your property rights. One of those things is currently enforcement capabilities are left in the hands of code enforcement. So law enforcement can't come into that property at this stage of the game. Until they had a crime, because currently it's just a code enforcement violation. So when it's a code enforcement violation, code enforcement comes out and they give you the appropriate period of time to either abate that garden or come into compliance. Well, when it becomes a misdemeanor, then there's a crime being committed. And law enforcement at that stage in time has the capability.
How many plants are you allowed to grow?
Currently?
You're right.
Currently it's under square footage requirements. So it's a pretty stringent ordinance.
What does Prop 215 say?
Prop 215 says you can grow 6 mature, 12 immature plants.
Okay, so that's six mature, 12 immature?
Correct.
It means they're not growing. So that's a total of 18 plants.
Correct.
At the most.
Correct. Unless your doctor's recommendation exceeded that. And realistically, on an outdoor environment, 6 plants should be more than enough to take care of
your
needs.
How many pounds can you get from a plant?
Well, and it depends upon the grower. I mean, you can see people that'll get a quarter of a pound. You can see people that'll get 15 pounds. So,
really?
I mean,
really?
That's how large
like,
the
I thought
difference
it was,
it is.
People always use like a pound per plant. Is that like an average? Or?
That would be probably a fairly consistent average. You know
okay,
what I mean?
So a pound per plant. So what the state said is you could have 18 pounds of plant material.
No, sir. No, it's like the plants that are in vegetation growth. That's the
that's six of them. Six mature.
Six flowering. So six flowering plants.
And 12 immature.
Correct. So, right. So you mean when you plant your corn, not all of that corn.
Right. No, you put it for different times of the year.
Correct. Well, either that or no, it's not necessarily, it's at one given point in time. So, so I could start off with my 12 seeds, and out of those 12 seeds, I could get half of those could be male, and where you need the female plant.
Okay.
So there's the reasoning behind California Prop 215 and their justification for that.
Well, is the is that a fair amount?
Oh, I would completely wholeheartedly support that type of an ordinance more so than I would support an outright ban.
Okay. Hey, my guest is Rick Ahrens, and we're talking Proposition A. Rick is a no on A. He says it's going to destroy your property rights. We're going to go back into that and talk about that in a minute. And I've just got a lot of questions on my own because most people that are in supporting this, you know, for a variety of reasons, but a lot of it is that their rights end. You know, where do their rights begin if somebody's growing marijuana next to them? That kind of thing. So let's talk about that a little bit. We'll be right back. Carl and the Debat, KCNR 1460.
Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
Shasta County supervisors tried to pass a ban on outdoor medical marijuana cultivation. This new proposed law will be on the November 4th ballot, and it's called Measure A. Measure A will force all patients to store their marijuana in a specifically designed and permitted detached accessory structure, costing the patient over $12,000 to build. Without this building, Measure A will make both the outdoor cultivation and storage of medical marijuana a misdemeanor charge for thousands of otherwise legal patients in Shasta County. Vote no on Measure A. With Measure A, the county and/or sheriff's department could inspect your property without a warrant, solely on the merit of suspicion of cultivation. Measure A is a violation of constitutional rights. Vote no on Measure A. Protect your rights and register to vote before October 20th, then show up to the polls to vote. Vote no on Measure A. This ad was paid for by the Shasta County Citizens No on Measure A Ballot Committee.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive is your place for great coffee and more. Espresso Joe's serving caramel, machacho.
or whatever this is, and every other coffee you can imagine. Obviously, if I can't pronounce it, I'm not going to drink it. Hey, it's getting to be that time. 53 degrees out there. It's going to get colder. Then you walk right next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Group and Brew, plus all the e-cigs and different types of flavors, sizes, and all of those things at Tobacco and Brew. Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Christy Davis, optometrist, who's going to be offering free comprehensive eye examinations for U.S. military veterans during the entire month of November. You can give her a call at 222-7271. She's the daughter of a Vietnam War veteran, and you can get these free comprehensive eye exams during the month of November. By appointment only, and patients will need to show proof of service to qualify. You know, and that's only right. We don't want people just walking in there and just saying, hey, I'm a veteran, you know. Okay. My guest today is Rick Ahrens, who is leading up the, I guess you're one of the prime movers on No on A.
Yes, sir.
Measure A is outlined the total, it's a total ban on outside growing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you were talking about it's a hit on your property rights. How?
Well, essentially right now, like I said, code enforcement has the capability to do the enforcement and to has the responsibility to either abate that garden or have those people come into compliance. And it leaves a time frame for them to be able to do so. Under Measure A, it actually becomes a misdemeanor. So not only can the code enforcement come in with that code enforcement warrant, he can bring the sheriff with him. And not only that, is in written in Section E, page 10 of the ordinance, it specifically defines how law enforcement can enforce, and included in with that is they've got the right to come in and search that property for that. The part of the ordinance that really, really concerns me is the word storage, even from within a fully enclosed, secured building, so any part of the plant. So those patients, like I said, who aren't cultivators, you can't even store your glycerin tincture inside your drawer inside your home because it's a misdemeanor to do so. And there's
how many times if they're not going after 80 to 100 plants, will they come into your house? I mean, really,
the law was written that way.
But that's true. The law was written. I mean? But you're right. The law is written that way,
and that's what concerns me. They could. This is complete selective enforcement at its finest, to where they can choose to do what they want when they want under this ordinance. Mm-hmm. And realistically, all the concerns that, like you're mentioning, these 80 plant grows and so on and so mm-hmm. forth, they're all already illegal. We're imposing more laws that obviously can't be enforced the way that they sit because they wrote an ordinance that was unenforceable. So maybe I don't know, but adding more laws to an ordinance that you can't enforce currently, that's gonna easy. We need to redevise a plan that makes it consistent.
We got like 7 minutes. What do you want to see? What are the proponents on eight? I know they want to defeat, you know, a Measure A. You also said they need to go back to the drawing board and say what?
Well, what we've done was we put in a request for an ad hoc committee, just as Shasta Lake City has. And we put together, I mean, in with that ad hoc committee, it'd be people from the Shasta County Chemical people, Fish and Game, Water Resources, Sheriff Tom Pasenko, and then some of the specialists that are on obviously the other side of the fence, and sitting down and coming to a consistent plan of attack on saying, okay, to ensure that you're not infringing on those people. This ordinance only hurts the people who are doing things the right way. And obviously you don't see those gardens because those are the people that are having for good neighbors and so on and so forth. So essentially we need to go back to the drawing board and write something up that's not going to infringe upon you as a property owner's rights.
Six fully functioning plants and 12 in growing. Like 250, like the 250.
I would probably support something that, and that's like the Attorney General guidelines recommendations. And the Attorney General recommends that, okay, you can have six mature plants per person, three people maximum on a piece of property. So any piece of property.
Should everybody live on that piece of property?
No, because you've got caregivers, and you shouldn't have to force somebody to move in with you if they live in a rental or they live in downtown Reading. And there's another caveat to this. This doesn't affect Reading. So most of these cultivators that can't cultivate in the county will be moving to the city limits of Reading to cultivate. So I highly encourage those people that live inside the city limits to vote no on Measure A to prevent all the cultivating being done inside the city limits where it should be done in the county.
Okay, what about the people who have grows next to their next to them in their property?
If
we mentioned it during the break, but Their lifestyle changes because of this.
They are. You know, those grows that are illegal and they're not being
a
good
neighbor.
Well,
I'm talking about even legal grows, smell.
Well, and smell, I mean, you've got to deal with that with air quality control, just like that they had to do with the sriracha plant. Look at the water, you know, look at the paper.
The sriracha plant was a plant that was actually producing hot sauce. But marijuana plants, when they're blooming, smell.
How about the paper mill down in Anderson? That smells awful.
I'm going to use the same argument that my friend used on me. That's a little girl's argument because you're talking about something else.
We're talking about
people whose main complaints is plants are there. They smell. Now, I know maybe it's because they're next to big ones. We've got Bad Bob here who's sitting next to 80 plants, and it's permeating his house. Where do the people's rights next door start?
It's enforcement that it would be the same enforcement for anything. Air quality control goes out with a sniffer that sniffs for terpenes, and you've got a certain level of terpenes that you can or cannot have. I mean, it's a consistent board of enforcement across the board.
Do we know how many terpenes?
Well, and I'm not a manager.
Neither am I. I just didn't even know we could do that.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's how they pretty much got rid of the sriracha plant. I don't like the smell of my neighbor's horses next door either, and I don't like the flies coming in my door. I don't like, you know, there's many things that you do and don't. What you don't want to do is take away somebody's complete rights.
You all are totally against people growing like the Bella Vista plant with 3,000.
Oh yeah,
was it 3,000 tons? No, 3,000 pounds.
3,000 pounds of unprocessed marijuana. So realistically, it was about 300 pounds of dry marijuana essentially.
Along with it.
Dry. Well, no, the 3,000. Yeah, exactly. They had their dry
3,000 pounds and then 300 pounds.
Right. So they had a total of probably 600 processed pounds. That's out of control. The thing about it is we're probably 90% to 95% the same in agreeance with the yes on Measure A. It's only about 5% difference of the infringements of people's rights that we don't believe in.
Rick, I know that you ran a collective here, and I believe you when you say that you tried to run it correctly and you ended up losing money on it.
Oh yeah.
But there's other people that don't. The percentage of people, I think what you're going against here. Is there's, you know, 40,000 people in Reading are getting recommendations mm-hmm. for marijuana. Now, a lot of them are being counted 3 or 4 times, I'm sure. But are there that many sick people around here that need marijuana? I mean, let's be honest
about
this.
Oh, no, I am.
How much of this is recreational?
There's a lot of recreational, but I do truly believe any use of cannabis can and is medicinal. I'm not a proponent of any pharmaceutical drugs. I don't like them. So I believe people should have that choice.
Okay.
And at least having that choice, it's a personal choice whether you choose to drink or not, or to smoke cigarettes or not. And it should be a choice of how you choose to heal any remedies, whether you want to go ahead and your medicinal and medical needs should be a choice of your own.
Well, I'm all for adults making choices. It's up to them as long as it doesn't impact on me. That's the big part, as long as it doesn't impact on me. Okay, give us your best reason to vote no, because we're about finished.
Well,
here.
Like I say, Measure A, it essentially right now there's laws in place for every concern that you guys currently have. Every concern.
It's not you guys.
The general population.
Right.
And I have those same concerns.
Because you and I have the same concerns, right?
Most definitely. Enacting a law and an ordinance that number one is not going to be enforced. It cannot be enforced. It is not going to get rid of these cartel grows. It's not those. All the people who are growing illegally are going to continue to grow illegally. What we're going to do is we're going to be driving the prices of marijuana up. We're going to be driving the quality down, and we're also going to be driving everything into the black market. This is going to have an exact opposite of response and effect. As what we're looking for, and just as what we said in 2011 with the 2011 ordinance, we don't need a ban. We do need a better plan, and it's going to take people from all sides of this fence to sit down at a table and put this together to where it's something that everybody can live and deal with.
Okay, Rick Aarons, Rick, I've known you for a while. It seems like we've talked at other times, and you really believe in this, and I think you're an honorable man.
Thank
I believe
you
you're an honorable man. The fact is most of the people that are involved in this are all also have skin in the game in the sense that they're selling to people that are growing. But it's also, is the ordinance something that's going to intrude on your personal property rights, which is, do we need another law here?
Correct.
Which is essentially what we're saying. It's not going to combat the laws against the illegal grows anyway.
No, it's not. It's not. It's going to hurt the people who are doing things the right way.
What's your website?
I have a Facebook page.
Or Facebook page.
It's Shasta County Citizens Know on Measure A is our Facebook page, and Shasta County United, and that was the organization that actually helped with the referendum process. So we've got a ballot measure committee and a political action committee.
Okay.
So we've kind of dug in and sunk our heels into this battle.
Yeah. Yes, you have. All right. Rick Aaron's here from Know on A.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for being here. Hey, the other thing we've got going here is also, of course, is the besides the optometrist, there's so many things going on. Logan Steakhouse is giving providing a free steak dinner to Cattlemen's, honoring veterans with a sirloin steak dinner on November 11th. Cattlemen's is inviting all active, inactive, and retired military personnel to enjoy a complimentary 8-ounce sirloin steak dinner. Isn't that great? These are super people. It's located, of course, on Hilltop, 2184 Hilltop. And we'll talk more about that. We'll be right back.
Tired of the rising city crime rate due to our ever-increasing transient at AB 109 population? A yes vote on Measure F would send a clear and simple message to criminals. You will serve your time. Shasta County has had its AB 109 budget cut and a limit placed on the number of felons that can be returned to prison. If the limit of criminals returned to prison is exceeded, further budget cuts will occur, allowing more felons to roam our streets to commit more crimes. Monies generated by Measure F will be used for support personnel and to send criminals convicted in Shasta County to other counties, freeing up our jail to keep convicted criminals in and not being released to commit further crimes. 75% of the budget would be used to purchase 37,000 days of incarceration in other counties. Measure F will provide an ongoing revenue stream to get the AB 109ers and transients under control. Vote yes on Measure F, and let's get them out of town. Paid for by the Committee for Yes on Measure F.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda's, we have plumbers coming in today. You're saying to yourself, well, plumbers come in a lot. Well, not really. They come in and they find something. And then they fix it. And they go, well, we've got this thing here. Now we got to order a part. So then they come back. It's fine. I mean, you know, they take care of it. They're good people. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy teaches in his team of professional National Rifle Association instructors. Provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, they will provide both ammo and guns to those people from Shasta County who are taking a class. Now, he is offering a class on November 22nd and 23rd. I'll be teaching with him on that. And we're going to – all the proceeds will go to Liberty on the Border, which is the Civil War exhibit down at Turtle Bay. No, it's got nothing to do with politics. This has got to do with supporting the exhibition down there. And it's a great exhibition if you haven't seen it yet. Liberty on the Border, it's what events leading up to the Civil War itself, and then and the aftermath of the Civil War. But all the proceeds from this class go to that. So the checks you write for that will be written to Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and it'll go to support this one exhibit. And we really appreciate Ted Leidy doing that. So that's going to be November 22nd, 23rd. Give him a call at 999-1822 and sign up for that. There's a lot of people signing up for that class. You'll know a lot of the people in the class, trust me. Or register online at readingccw.com. Okay, hey, I'm here with Chuck Kinney, who has got the same card he's had since the day I met him. In fact, this may be the same card. President at Shasta Gas Propane. I mean, people that bring our weather to us every day. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. It's great to be with you today.
Well, you know what? We've talked, I don't know, a lot of times, you've gone to, on your travels a lot of times when you went back to Vietnam. You're a veteran. Thank you so much for your service. Did you ever, when you see things like this, like the optometrist giving free eye exams and then, Cattleman's giving, a steak dinner. And Crown Motors, which is right now, you can get 10% off all their parts and services between now and November 11th. And on the 10th and 11th, for every car they sell, they're going to donate $100 to a local veterans charity here.
Wonderful.
I mean, these people are really reaching out there. And in this part of California, I mean, you've been here a long time, though, right?
We've been up here since 1990, 24 years.
24 years. So you've seen this. I mean, has it always struck you as being veteran-friendly like this?
Well, I've always appreciated it, and we're very outspoken about it up here in Northern Cal. We let our feelings be known about the way we support our vets and whatnot. And there, I don't have an exact number, but there is a large population of veterans.
It's like 20,000 veterans or more up here. Bob Dunlap, who heads up our Shasta Veterans office here, Shasta County Veterans Service Office, is retiring. Mm. And he'll be on here as soon as we finish this madness of politics. We'll have him on and say goodbye and thanks. I think he'll be ready to announce the new Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Oh, terrific. Terrific.
Yeah, that'd be good. You're doing a lot for veterans. You know, the veteran, you know, we just had this incident where, I'm not going to get into specifics, so I don't want to bring this up, but a young man was released from the service and was unable to get the medical care he needed. It was sad. And then all the other things that piled on after that and resulted in tragedy. But one of the tragedies from this continuous war we've been in since, 2001, is the fact that jobs for our veterans, you know, the jobless rate for veterans is officially something like 17.6. Hmm. But in reality, we know it's closer to 25.
Right.
When you count all the ones that just aren't looking anymore, or the ones that are working in two jobs, or they're underemployed, or whatever it is, the numbers are just astronomically high. Even if we just take 17.5, that's astronomically high. So when you run into guys in the companies that are doing things specifically for veterans like you are, Chuck, we need to give you a big shout out.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I had kind of the same experience when I came back from Vietnam. I was there in 70, 71. After I got out, I went through college and moved back to Southern California, much against my will. But anyway, I ran into a number of issues where, and a lot of those stemmed from my own attitudes and whatnot, where that I quit a bunch of pretty good jobs. I joke about it quite a bit that it took me to 50 years of age to find out that I needed to be self-employed. And
yeah, it's okay. You broke the code before I did.
Yeah. So anyway, at that point, we started Shasta Gas Propane in 1997. And the Lord has blessed that tremendously. And we've got over 4,000 customers and 10 employees in that business. And things were very stable and growing and healthy. And I just couldn't rest. So about a year ago, I started making plans, a little over a year ago, making plans to start a new business where we are going into other propane companies and picking up their used propane tanks, bringing them back to Shasta County. We are refurbishing them. We're knocking all the old paint and rust off. We're repainting them, putting in all new brass valves. Then we're shipping the tanks back out for sale and reuse. It's a recycling business.
Okay.
And
well, that's good
that,
for a number of reasons.
Though. Exactly. Exactly. But one of the greatest things is we have hired 8 veterans into that company. 5 of them are still with us. Other guys moved on, and one guy moved out of the state and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But that has been my focus at Shasta Tanks. We want to hire veterans, and it's more or less an entry-level job, but it's paying a lot better than flipping burgers. We start guys at $12 an hour, and I've got guys that are making $20 an hour. And so we are trying to make this something where that they can receive training that maybe they, although a lot of them got really good training in the military, we're giving them some new training on how to spray paint, and if they don't stick with us here, they can get into an auto repair shop or their own painting business at some point. We're helping a number of them get commercial driver's licenses. I've got a guy starting just this week at the American Truck School here in Redding. Mm-hmm. He's going to get his commercial driver's license. And also we then –
they can use their GI Bill on that.
Exactly, exactly. And then that same guy will be operating a crane, which you can get into the union at some point if you don't – you know, you're not going to stay around here and stick with this business, operating a crane at $40 to $50 an hour. So – we don't really consider it an entry-level job, but we want to make it available to guys, and we have plans. I hire them full-time. This is not a part-time gig. I hire them full-time, and our plan is to help them. And, in fact, right now we've got one that's actually kind of a security guard at my yard. He's living in a travel trailer there because things were so tough he couldn't afford a house.
I tell you what, you know, when it gets to things, too, like this, first of all, I applaud you. And I think what we really need to do is to have a very large Shasta County veterans job fair.
And I agree.
You know, and get the city, the county, get the feds in on it, but get in all the private industry, too, and say hire a vet. And do it at some place that will donate it to us, like probably Wind River would.
Yep.
And just say, is this is going to be a job fair for veterans? And tomorrow I'm going to talk to somebody about that. After what you're just saying is because you've hired 8, and you've got 5 now, but you make allowances in there too. That if we could hire, you know, we've got homeless veterans out here. We've got a lot of things going on. We got a lot of people that care about veterans, so why don't we just organize this into a big job fair, and let's get some veterans hired or get them into better jobs from right there, because they've got the capabilities.
Exactly.
They absolutely have the capabilities
absolutely
to do this. So, you know, and in this, you know, this crap about this post-traumatic stress stuff is just, in many cases, exactly that crap.
Yeah.
In some cases, it is. There are problems there. But in a lot of cases, people believing that all the veterans have post-traumatic stress and can't be trusted is just crap.
Yeah.
You know, and it's less than 20% have even been diagnosed with it. And out of that, a very small percentage has an impact on their lives, a dramatic impact on their lives. So, hiring a veteran gives you somebody that the average military personnel are better educated.
Yep.
They're stronger. They're quicker. They've been taught to make decisions. They've been taught skills. So why can't we just get them jobs and do like you did and hire them?
talk about stronger and quicker. I've got a 27-year-old that's going to go through truck driving school here very shortly, and I swear that the kid could probably stand flat-footed on the ground and jump up on the back of my big flatbed truck. I mean, this kid climbs over those tanks as we're stacking them up and getting ready to ship them out, and he's up and down off that thing. I get a little concerned, you know. These kids, they want to work.
Well, I remember that when I jumped out of the last time out of a six by with my six by is a truck, by the way.
Yeah,
is with my pack on and my weapons and everything, helmet, flak jacks, all that. When I hit the ground, my knees bent. Ooh. You know, I mean, I didn't go all the way to the ground, but I just went, oh. And I was watching those kids doing almost double backflips off. They're jumping. Hey, sir, you okay? Oh, let's go. You know, and I'm like, go off.
Yeah.
And at that point, I realized at age 58. Perhaps I've had enough fun this year. So.
Exactly.
Anyway, okay. All right. My guest is Chuck Kinney, president of Shasta Gas Propane. We're talking about it's, first of all, it's environmentally friendly.
Right.
You're recycling these tanks that they had, used to have propane in, not propane, but
yeah.
Propane in
yeah.
it. Completely refurbishing them and then putting them out for sale or reuse. And he's hired veterans to do this. And he's got and how long have you been doing this? I know you talked about it a while ago.
Well, we just got the shot blast machine and the paint booth in since January. And as it is now, we're putting out 45 to 90 tanks a week.
Wow.
And so
there's that many of them out there.
We're
huh?
turning and burning. I was just in Southern California last week, much to my chagrin, on the highways and byways, freeways down there. And I saw over 4,000 tanks just in six locations.
Wow.
That we can ship up here. And in the wow. state of California, there's probably 20,000. So there's wow. job security for my guys.
Okay. Wow. Hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran. Is down there, Jeff Wurst, and he can do something no other windshield repair company can do. He offers you a full guarantee. If he can't fix it, you don't have to pay. If it breaks, you get your money back. From little bitty chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can fix these. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there'll be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the Chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:59 in the morning here on the October the 28th, a Tuesday. It's 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The arguments right now are going on about marijuana, and now we're into shooting ranges and gun clubs and all these other things, too, on the chat room. It's good. It's going back and forth, especially they're talking now about the Reading Peace Officers Association and what's happening out at the gun range out there, and then public ads, everything, all that stuff's going on. It's good in the chat room. All right, Bob, what's the weather look like?
Mostly sunny today. A high near 72. Had to do that. Overnight lows will be in the 50s. 20% chance of rain late tonight. Not too sure if that's going to continue to develop. It'll be partly sunny on Wednesday. And then a low of around 53 Wednesday night, and then increasing clouds and a chance of rain on Thursday. Right now, 53 degrees in Reading. And this report brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. Thank you very much.
Should we switch from our it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer to our customers or warm friends?
We need to get back to warm friend customers. It's getting cool in the mountains, and it will be down here very shortly.
Okay. Shasta Gas Propane, our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, as we can prove, sitting right here.
Exactly.
Senior and veterans discounts.
Exactly. 20 cents per gallon off for all of our veterans.
Cool. 365-3793. There you go.
Give us a call. Thank you.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Casino and Romance on the River. Linda's going to be down there on November the 6th for her next show. It's Thursday night, the first Thursday of every month through December. She'll be there with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, her band. And I tell you what, if you haven't been to hear it or listen to her, she is just, just simply fabulous. And that night, a special menu from Wind River, tablecloths, candles, the whole shooting match, you might say, is there. So, but you're going to have to make reservations. It fills up pretty quick. So give them a call at 243-3377, 243-3377, and ask for Elements Lounge and say you want to make reservations for A Romance on the River. She'll be singing from 7 to 9, so if you want to eat, 6:30 or so, that might be a good idea, and then kick back so you can dance, too. All right, our guest, Chuck Kinney, who is the president of Shasta Gas Propane, who was just here, so that was why I was able to ask questions from the horse's mouth, you might
say. There you go.
We talked about the business he had with that he's doing, refurbishing the tanks, propane tanks, and you've got, it sounds like you got thousands of them, so this is going to be a long-term job.
Actually, I'm working also for a company over on the coast, a little independent, and with all the salt air and moisture over there, those tanks sometimes are rusted through in a matter of very few years, depending on the paint coating and whatnot. So he's shipping tanks over to me, and I'm shot blasting off the rust and old paint and repainting them if they are. That's one of the things we do. We certify that the tank can store that pressured gas. And so if it's too deeply pitted, then we'll just scrap that tank out and run it to our recycler here in town and get rid of it as scrap steel. But for the most part, we get the tank, we shot blast all the old rust and paint off, we run it through a paint booth where we apply a two-part mastic epoxy durethane, like bridge paint, so it's going to last 10 or 15 years. We put in all new brass valves and inspect the tank completely and ship it out for reuse. So some of these 60s and 70s version tanks look like they're brand new.
How many pounds pressure can you put into one of these tanks? I mean, it says if it's like a like 500 pound bank?
No. The relief valve on a propane tank is 250 pounds.
Okay.
So that's they actually test.
How big is that 250 pounds?
It's about 8 feet long and about 31 inches in diameter. Weighs about 500 pounds empty.
Okay.
So we can get 45 of those on a truck. That's one of the things that we're doing with our new veterans that we're hiring. We're training them to stack 45 of those on the truck and trailer, strap them all down, and then we drive from here all the way to San Diego or wherever in between, and we're moving a lot of tanks.
Who uses propane tank, I guess?
Well, in the industry, we say they're beyond the mains. People that are not on natural gas have either the choice of electricity or propane. And so, by comparison, propane is generally, and especially in Northern California, a lot cheaper than electricity.
What's the difference between propane and natural?
It's a chemical formula. Natural gas is, I think, CH2. Propane is C3H8. Mm-hmm. Natural gas operates at about a fifth of a pound of pressure. Propane operates at about a third of a pound of pressure. The orifices on a propane burner are much smaller than a natural gas. That's why when you buy a brand new gas dryer, it has to be, if you're not on natural gas, it has to be converted using new orifices to a propane orifice. So.
And is propane gas, is it made?
It's a manufactured gas. Half of it in this country comes from crude oil refinery, and in particular here in California, down in the Bay Area, about 3% of a barrel of crude oil becomes propane. Up in the Midwest, and right now with
I'm asking these questions because, you know, propane and natural gas, I know they're different, but I just didn't know how they were different. And natural gas just comes right out of the ground.
Exactly.
And, you know, ready to rock right then. Exactly. Propane, you got to work it a little bit.
Yeah, it is a manufactured gas, and that's why it is more expensive. Not only that, it's manufactured and in a lot of cases down in Houston, Texas. And then it's put on rail cars and shipped out to California, taken out of the rail car, put in a storage, 30,000-gallon storage tank, taken out of the 30,000-gallon storage tank and put into a 3,000-gallon bobtail truck and then delivered out to your 250-gallon tank. So it's handled four or five times by the time it gets into your tank and into your house. That's why it's more expensive than natural gas.
Okay.
I hear over and over about people, basically, to be blunt, being stupid with propane in campers, boats, things of that nature, even in on the backyard barbecue. What are some of the things that people really need to pay attention to if they don't want to be the center of a 4th of July?
Exactly. Well,
you know, like, is this like the guys that are doing the turkey
frying
and the whole house goes down?
Well, that's usually overflowing the oil, but no, this is things like you hear about boats blowing up from propane constantly because of poor practices.
Yeah, I've had campers where it's all propane and we really had to watch it. So, yeah, what do people need to do, Chuck?
Anytime someone changes their own cylinder, they need to do a leak check at that connection that has been disconnected. And if ever that happens on a residence, we actually have to do a pressure test on the entire system. And so if someone runs out of gas at their house, we actually have to pressure test the entire thing to make sure that nothing happened in the house or under the floorboards of the house to where that they've got a leak and they inadvertently ran out of gas. So in campers and things like that.
Is it heavy in a drop? Will it go in the bottom?
It is heavier. It is heavier than air, and generally, yes. But that, with a little bit of wind and other things, the gas can, in fact, move around. So your sniffer, your nose, is the first thing that tells you whether or not you've got a problem. If you have a problem with not being able to smell something, then they do have gas leak detectors, just like carbon monoxide detectors, and you need to have one in your house.
Do you check? Do your people check for leaks and making sure that everything is good with the tank when they're delivering?
As we are delivering, if it's been in service, that is not necessary to do that. We do talk to the customer and say, anything going on, anything changed, do you smell gas? But anytime we switch out a tank, we actually have to do a pressure test on the entire house. We make sure that all the venting is in place, the shutoff valves, the flex lines. There are a lot of things that can happen.
Ask any firefighter one of the scariest terms in the world, and that would be blivy.
That is true, but
we've only got like 30 seconds. What's blivy?
That blivy is a boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion, and happened?
Propane tanks go boom.
Oh, yeah, but that is a very rare occurrence these days. Granted, if you stack your firewood against your propane tank, and we have a wildland fire go through, the firefighters are going to back off of your house. So there are certain safety things that we need to be aware of. Stack, you know, your tank is 10 feet away from the house minimum, and then keep things away from being stacked up against the tank.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, my guest has been Chuck Kinney, who is the president of Shasta Gas Propane. And you can give him a call at 365-3793. And or check out their what's your website?
ShastaGasPropane.com.
That was easy.
It's easy enough.
Hey, thank you for what you're doing for our veterans, Chuck.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to get on and tell about it.
You bet. Okay, when we come back, we've got Mark Story from Haven Humane. He's going to talk to us about what's going on this month and next month, and how to keep your animals safe during this season when it's starting to get cold, wet, and rainy. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. consumer confidence rebounded strongly in the latest report out for this month.
The Conference Board says its confidence index rose to 94.5. That reverses a decline to 89 in September. The index registered a nearly seven-year high of 93.4 in August. The Conference Board says in the past month, more Americans have become optimistic about job growth and their own earning potential.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, orders to U.S. companies for long-lasting manufactured goods fell for a second month in September, while a key category that signals business investment plans dropped by the biggest amount in 8 months. U.S. home prices grew a little more slowly in August amid modest sales. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index went up 5.6% in August from 12 months earlier. The president of the World Bank says that the Ebola-affected countries in West Africa need at least 5,000 more health workers to effectively fight the epidemic. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says a lot of aid has already gone that direction.
All told, it is the largest ever U.S. response to a global health crisis, the largest in the history of the United States.
Meanwhile, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie makes no apologies for his state's tough new quarantine policy. He appeared on NBC's Today Show.
Now six other states have joined us as well, both Republican and Democratic governors, as has the United States military, as has Dr. Bruce Butler, a Nobel Prize-winning physician who this morning said he favors our policy.
And Christie refusing to characterize the more stringent policies pursued by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his own as any kind of mistake. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average opening up at 16,817 after yesterday's 12-point gain. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Australia's Academy of Science says an Australian government draft plan to protect the Great Barrier Reef will not prevent its decline.
The Great Barrier Reef is considered one of the seven natural wonders of the world, but more than half the coral has been destroyed in the last 30 years. Now, the Australian Academy of Science says ministers need to take much bolder action if it's to be saved. It said the government's 2050 long-term sustainability plan had virtually ignored the biggest threat to the reef, climate change. The Environment Minister Greg Hunt said the government had a strong commitment to ensure the reef was healthy and resilient and said its plan was based on the best available science.
That's the BBC's John Donison reporting. Things looking up in early trading, at least on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by just about 51 points. The other major indexes also into good and positive territory. The Nasdaq's up by about 20. This is SRN News. Toyota continues its winning streak atop Consumers Reports' annual reliability rankings.
The company's Toyota and Lexus brands topped the latest survey. It's the eighth year in a row that a Toyota brand has led the rankings. Consumer Reports says Toyota's strategy of slowly introducing new features emphasizes reliability over excitement. Also, Toyota is out with its latest sales numbers, showing it's on track to be the world's top-selling automaker this year.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. A company that normally ferries supplies to the International Space Station says it will try again tonight. Orbital Sciences Corporation got disappointing news at the first launch attempt.
The Antares launch vehicle and the Cygnus cargo craft were in perfect shape throughout the course of the countdown. No issues.
But, said NASA commentator Rob Nabius, they had to scrap the plans after a sailboat entered the restricted danger zone off the coast of Virginia. They had to cancel the plans last night. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today with the plumber rolling in this morning, we hope. Isn't it amazing how a plumber can come in and he does it and he says, okay, it's fixed. And he goes, oh, wait a minute, here's this spot right here. And we go, oh. And he said, well, can you fix that then? He goes, got to get a part. And then by the time you get your time together and they get their time together and they get the part, you know, it's been a couple of weeks and that's, anyway. No, we don't have anything else to do. No, we'll sit here all day. We'll sit here for 4 hours and you can come in and do 10 minutes worth of work. No, don't bother calling us. We're only five minutes away from the house. No, you can't call us on something like that. Nah, that's okay. We'll just sit here. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Bad Bob, what's the weather look like?
Well, weather is going to be pretty nice today. We've got a high expected of about 72 degrees under sunny skies. 20% chance of rain late tonight. Not putting a lot of bank on that. Low should be around 52.
Wait a minute. When you're not saying so, you're betting against the weather people, right?
I trust my in-house weather person.
Don't you sleep with a weather person?
I do, and I trust her opinion.
Okay.
At this point, it's kind of a stability issue with the weather. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high near 75, and then better chance of rain on Thursday. We'll take everything we can get right now in Reading, 53 degrees. Make that 54 degrees in this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. Chuck Kenny was just here talking about how he's doing his own job to help veterans out. We want to talk about a little bit about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin Went, another veteran, is out there with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. It's getting colder now, right? So you need to have the filters looked at. Is your heating system actually working? How about the ducts that take the air through the house? Are they actually attached? Some of ours weren't. So Martin's guys went underneath the house and, kind of glued them in there the way they're supposed to be. If you have an emergency, you give them a call. 221-2642, and they'll work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to make sure you're taken care of. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Great guys. Great people down there. And I'm here with another great guy.
And a veteran.
Mark Story.
Good morning.
CEO of Haven Humane. This is our monthly get-together.
It is.
And all the things that are going on with Haven Humane. Just before we get started in that, you're a veteran, and I know you're a retired.
I am, yeah.
Retired Air Force. We got Bob in here, and Bob, I don't say it enough, but thank you for your service too there, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you. It was an honor and a pleasure.
It is. It is an honor and a pleasure to serve our country. But we have, it's such a horrendous, unemployment rate for veterans. And it's, I think even the lowest one is something like 17%. I mean, it may have dropped a couple points. Who knows? Because they start, the people that just stop looking for work. But, if you count in there the underemployed and people that have stopped, it's got to be well over 20%. What I'd like to see right here in Shasta County is a concerted effort that somebody puts together something, and I think Wind River would be popping all over this one to get, to allow us to have the space, maybe not, but I think they would, for a job fair for veterans. And you get, you know, everybody has anything to do with giving jobs, have them there and bring in veterans. You know, veterans from this area and this, and maybe even, you know, out of the outside, to, you know, in Tehama County and this, come in here for one big job fair for state, feds, locals, private, everything. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
And just
I
see
like
what,
it.
See what would happen on this. Mm. You know, it could have anything in there from classes on resume writing to, have the whole thing. I know they've had stuff before, but I mean, just really a big one where you want to get as many, you know, as many, job, hiring people there, as many employers as possible. Even though Hillary doesn't think that corporations or business make jobs, I haven't figured out what she meant by then. I just think she was reading incorrectly, but she tried to save herself by bringing in her husband's name, Bill. But I mean, she said that corporations and businesses don't make jobs. They don't employ people. I have no idea what she meant by that, and I don't think anybody else does, including her.
Well, I think that you know, veterans come out of the military, at least the vast majority of them, with some skills that, you know, not a lot of people in the workforce have. I mean, a lot of people in the workforce clearly do have it, but, you know, a lot of veterans have more of a structure coming out of the military. And if they took advantage of the military at all, they had plenty of training when it came to looking for jobs and being marketable for a position. So
education, stability-wise, discipline. Being able, being put in charge of anywhere from small to large jobs. I mean, there's a lot of good things going on for veterans and when they come out, and they can do a lot of jobs. And where their MOS might have been something simply as, it seems as simple as being a rifleman, that's a very intense job making, you have to make lots of decisions for yourself and the people around you and doing the right thing under stress. I mean, isn't that the kind of person you like, might like to have, is maybe even driving a truck for you that can do that, that's going to be there every day, it doesn't get stressed out, and gets the job done?
Yeah, and I mean, I know from my standpoint in the Air Force, we had training. We had monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, annual requirements for training, so we were constantly training, and everything was constantly changing. So you had to learn new things every month, and, you know, that's a strength. Absolutely, when you're going into a new career, because now you're kind of used to the regimented training programs, so you're prepared. You're prepared to take on a new challenge. So, and I know when I retired and came into the civilian world, I noticed that the work ethic is a little bit different in the civilian market than it is in the military, and rightly so. I understand that. I would like to see more veterans getting hired. I would like to see the overall unemployment rate go way down.
Well, I think that we could. There's a lot of things we could do, and I think a lot of things this country could do to help with that. I know people have this. Oh, we'd like to help, and we feel like this weekend there's going to be on. I think it's a salute to veterans or something like that, and it's all these stars and all that. But I just wonder how many of the stars would come out and get behind. Okay, we need to have jobs. Okay, let's sing for them. That'll make them feel better. Well, how about this? Is we get all behind, Hollywood gets behind jobs for veterans. Hollywood and jobs for veterans. Do you think you'd ever see that?
I don't know. And I don't really know how much of an impact it would have, to be honest with you. I mean, if I'm hiring and Taylor Swift says I need to hire a veteran, I don't really know that I'm going to listen to Taylor Swift's advice, to be honest with you. So, I mean.
Well, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I don't know that that's. I don't know how good that is. I think it's great that they're supporting the veterans, and I think it's great that they're doing this stuff. And
at least they're trying.
More so than probably ever in our history, veterans are looked at with more respect and dignity than ever before. So I think we're moving in the right direction.
Okay. Great. Well, good. I think you're right. I think we are. I think that it's just a drop in the bucket, and that there's a lot more that could be done. That's just my opinion.
That's why you're here.
Okay. How many likes have you all had on Facebook?
Oh, we're you know what? I haven't checked it in a couple of days because I actually went to a conference. I think we probably went over 3,800 while I was gone. I haven't looked at it, but we were at 1,200 a little over a year ago. So yeah, we're getting close to 4,000. We'd really like to see 5,000 likes in 2015 if possible. So that's going to be our push, and we have a lot of great new pictures and. Stories and events and everything on Facebook, so we're using Facebook a lot more. And
I've liked you all, I don't know how many dozen times now. I mean, and then every time I see a photo of a dog or a cat, like. And then I see every time I see a photo of a dog, a cat with their new forever family, like.
Yeah.
I like it, unlike it, and like it again because I'm not sure. Do those count twice?
No. No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Bob told me they counted. He said, if you like something and unlike it and like it again, it counts as two likes.
No, I said no such thing.
You, yeah, said, you said something like that.
I don't believe that at all.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't.
Oh. Would you believe?
But, yeah, Facebook is doing great, and we're looking at doing some other stuff. Yeah. I believe you have a computer. I believe Bob helps you use it.
There you go. And Linda. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. Mark Story is our guest here today from Haven Humane. He's the CEO out there. He likes me to say that. Second Tuesday Club, we're going to talk about that when we get back. And you know what I'd really like to hear is the Bark, Wine, and Brew Report, buddy. You know what? What a great night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of stuff happened. Okay, we'll be right back. Call on Linda Bott, KCNR, 14th.
I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the L.A. to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress. Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, that was Mark Story's up there busting a couple moves there. He really likes that music there. Bad Bob, let's just keep that one under control. And we have photos of that. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at 8:19 in the morning on the 28th of October, Tuesday. 53 degrees out there. Looks like it could be possibility of rain, but Bob says it doesn't happen. his wife says. It'll
well,
never happen.
She's the expert, but you know why she got into doing weather? It's the only profession where you can be wrong darn near all the time and still collect a check.
Yeah, that and talk shows. Talk show host. Talk show radio host. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Okay, again, let me get into this. Crown Motors appreciates veterans. They really do appreciate veterans, and they're putting it out there now. You stop in, all parts and services, all that, between now and November 11th, 10% off for veterans with proof of service, which is not unusual. And then on November 10th and 11th, on the Marine Corps birthday, Linda and I will be there. And on the 11th, which is Veterans Day, Linda and I will be there on remote. And for every car they sell out there, they're going to give $100 to one of the two organizations here in town, Military Order of the Purple Heart or Welcome Home. Local organizations will get the money and keep it and use it right here. Crown Motors has done a whole lot for our veterans in this area, and they want to do more. So let's get down there and support them and say that, hey, look, we heard that you're doing this for the veterans, and we appreciate it. So it's time going to get that oil change, get things done. Just go down there and let them service our veterans. Let them honor our veterans here. Okay. I guess Mark Story, a veteran himself. As I get closer to Veterans Day, I think it just means a little more to me. And then elections, especially with the election coming up, thinking of all the times we've gone out there and I'm not saying I'm using this as a generic, we all of us and all veterans who have put their lives out there, whether they went into combat directly or not, but they still offered it. And then here's become an election day and we get 20% of the people that vote. I mean, I don't mean to cut in on your time here, but that to me is kind of a slap in the face.
How many Christmases do you think you spent in some godforsaken spot?
I don't know. I stopped counting. I think about 8.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't even count things like children's birthdays. I was deployed when my mom was dying. And they had to bring me back so I could get there in time to watch her die. I'm not complaining. That was my lifestyle. That was just the way it worked. Anyway, okay. Mark Story is here from our good friends at Haven Humane, and we're talking about the things that are going on. Okay. The Bark Wine and Brew.
Yeah.
Boy, tell you what, was that a great time?
It was great. Wind River Resort and Casino, can't thank them enough for the amazing venue, the quality staff. The staff was just fantastic from setup to tear down to the whole event. I thought that they did a great job, and I threw them a lot of curveballs because we had some ticketing issues. Which
how many times has somebody sold too many tickets?
Yeah,
to a place. I mean, I remember that now because you came over to me and you went, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah, we oversold a little bit, and that's definitely gonna be corrected next year. And we're looking to sell out next year again, which I'm sure we will. So we just had to scramble for the volunteers and the staff was really what we had to scramble for. And so we, you know.
It worked out.
It did. It worked out great. And the event came off. And I think that it was a fantastic event. Lyle was the auctioneer. You and Linda were the MCs.
We work well with Lyle.
Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah.
We work well with the auctioneers we have around here. Your staff and the volunteers going up, gave up their seats.
Yeah.
Went up on the second deck there, got chairs, and they're all sitting there cheering, and they were getting pizzas delivered.
Yeah,
was this great? When they went out and got pizzas delivered because everybody else was eating and taking their seats because, you know, you couldn't sell. I mean, you just sold so many seats. I mean, I was helping seat people out there finding seats for them. I know your guys were. So
yeah, and the staff really stepped up and did a great job.
They did.
And I have such a wonderful staff. I'm so proud to be part of this team, and they did such a great job, and we had so many people come out and volunteer to help out that Saturday night. And, you know, they work really hard during the week, and it's a pretty tough week. And it's, you know, it's kind of like we're talking about with the veterans. I mean, on a different level, but still, they do a lot of sacrificing for us at Haven, and it's not all good stuff, and there's a lot of bad stuff that, unfortunately, we have to deal with. And they just, you know, they handle it in stride, and they're there as a great support network for each other, and it really showed on Saturday, the October 4th. And so we're excited about next year's event. We know it's going to be bigger and better than ever. And of course, we're going to do it right there at Wind River Resort and Casino again because, they were fantastic. I mean, I think that it just –
where the Marine Corps balls.
Yeah, and I mean, it's such a great-looking event, too. I mean, it just – that room is so perfect for an event like that. You know, we had the screens for the videos, and then, you know, we did the justice video. Now Rosie, the dog, and then
the dog. You know, when you bring the dog in, I mean, you know, this was fantastic. The dog sits up there, is having a great time.
Yeah, she was great, and she walked through the whole crowd, and everybody got to pet her and say hi to her. And
this
stuff,
was a rescue, and. Her forever family found her, and where are they at? Sacramento or someplace?
Yeah, they actually go back and forth between Sacramento and Redding. He teaches at Shasta College, and she teaches at Sac State. So they have a house in both places, I think, and so she gets to come up here periodically. But I think she spends most of her time down with mom in Sacramento. Yeah. So,
well, that's cool. Anyway, so it was a big success.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Accomplished everything you wanted to.
Absolutely, and more. Thank you for being a part of it. And we really look forward to next year and taking it to the next level again.
You know, you do okay when they ask you to come back to next year right then. So we appreciate that. Either you like the price. Yeah, Second Tuesday Club's coming up.
Second Tuesday Club is coming up. And
in fact, that's November 11th.
It is November 11th.
Excuse me if I'm not with you that night.
Yeah, it is November 11th, and it's right at where we're talking about. It's at Wind
come
River.
To think of it, I will be with you that night because we're at Wind River. I'm sorry. Oh, November 11th. Okay. I might just be with you on November
11th. That would be
11th. Great. That's Veterans Day. I was thinking the night before Marine Corps birthday is on the 10th there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay.
No, it's Second Tuesday's going to be right at Wind River. It's going to be at Elements and the Creekside Grill. Both are fine.
Great.
And that's from 5 to 9 on November 11th. So come on out, and they're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven and help out our homeless pets.
Does that work pretty good for you?
Yeah. I think it works really well. We can highlight some local restaurants, and we can go out and have fun. And, I mean, people eat anyway, and then a portion of it goes back to help the animals. So I think, you know, it serves two purposes. A bunch of people at Support Haven can get together and have a great dinner at a great local restaurant, and a little bit of the money is going to come back to help the animals. So
super.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Okay, now this Saturday, this coming Saturday, you've got volunteer orientation.
We do. We have volunteer orientation at 10 o'clock. That's at Haven in the classroom. And then we have another one coming up Friday, November 21st, which is at 5:15, again, at the Haven classroom. And our volunteers are great. Our volunteers do so much for us at Haven, and they do so many things that you know, that we don't have the time to do as staff that we would love to do, but we don't have the time to do. And so they get to spend a lot of extra time with the animals. And, you know, I just came back from an animal conference, the Best Friends No More Homeless Pets Conference.
Where's that at?
It's in Las Vegas.
Oh, by the way, let me mention is at the Bark, Wine, and Brew, you had three different sets of people coming in from you had from Medford, I think, or Ashford.
Medford.
Medford, and then some more.
Chico.
Chico, and mm-hmm. then there was another one from but I thought there was like three different groups of people that also that you all work with. This is one of the great things you have going, that you all can move pets up and back and forth sometimes to you know, if you may have an animal that they can use up in Medford or something like that, whatever it was. But you all work together.
We do, and that's one of the great things about this industry, if I can call it an industry, is it's very cooperative and helpful for the most part. Almost everybody is like that, and we have a lot of local rescues that pull a lot of our animals. Pets Without Partners pulls a lot and does a adoption every Saturday at PetSmart. Southern Oregon Humane Society comes from Medford. They've actually been coming about once a week lately and pulling dogs from us, which is great. So it allows us to keep some dogs longer and hopefully find their forever home while we're waiting. So
yeah, there is.
They've helped us really save a lot of animals' lives. And then we have a lot of local rescues that are breed-specific rescues. Kelly Barzine, who was honored that night as well, she does a lot of stuff out of her house, not so much the rescue. She basically does the networking and helps out and raises money for animals that have a heartworm or something else, some kind of medical that we need to get taken care of, and finds homes. And often she fosters them and then finds homes for them. So, yeah, I mean, it's a cooperative effort. There's no way that we can do this incredible mission by ourselves, and it takes a whole community to do that. And sometimes the community is larger than Reading. Sometimes it's a lot larger than Reading. We have rescues that pull from two states away. We have rescues that pull from the Bay Area. So we have a lot of rescues that pull a lot of our animals, okay. and they'll find forever homes for them, and that allows us to open up a kennel so that we can take in the next one and hopefully find a home for them.
Super. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the conference you were just at. We've got a lot of the things we need to talk about also. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Shasta County supervisors tried to pass a ban on outdoor medical marijuana cultivation. This new proposed law will be on the November 4th ballot, and it's called Measure A. Measure A will force all patients to store their marijuana in a specifically designed and permitted detached accessory structure, costing the patient over $12,000 to build. Without this building, Measure A will make both the outdoor cultivation and storage of medical marijuana a misdemeanor charge for thousands of otherwise legal patients in Shasta County. Vote no on Measure A. With Measure A, the county and/or sheriff's department could inspect your property without a warrant, solely on the merit of suspicion of cultivation. Measure A is a violation of constitutional rights. Vote no on Measure A. Protect your rights and register to vote before October 20th, then show up to the polls to vote. Vote no on Measure A. This ad was paid for by the Shasta County Citizens No on Measure A Ballot Committee.
Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Blinded by the light.
Blinded. You're blinded by the personality coming out through your, through the lines here today. Over the airwaves, blinded. By Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And tomorrow, Kristen Schrader, Yes on A, which is the marijuana. We had No on A today with Rick Aarons. Tomorrow is Yes on A. We're going to also have Kristen Schrader. My guest co-host will be Gary Hayward, who is the Wind River casino, or I shouldn't say that. He's the general manager out there to make all that stuff work. And Gary will be on tomorrow as my co-host. He's done that before. We've had a good time. I'm going to have you on sometime too, Mark.
Love that.
Come in when
I believe, am I not mistaken here, Gary is a veteran as well?
Gary's a veteran also.
He served in the Air Force as well, I believe.
Yeah, and there's... You know, I didn't say that you're not good people. I just said, you know, the difference between
the
Air Force and the Boy Scouts is Boy Scouts has adult leadership. Okay. As we move on, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Grove Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. They're at Cypress Grove Barbershop. Remember, man's last stronghold right there. Bob likes to go in there and just sit there. And soak it up. Sometimes he doesn't even get haircuts. He just goes in and soaks up the atmosphere, feels gets his fix, and he goes home. So Bob's just ignoring it again. He's going back to another computer to try and
he's on the warpath today, Bob. We need to get back on. There's two of us.
This thing is
well, you know what? Bring some friends. I'm a Marine. Okay, our guest is Mark Story, and he's the CEO at Haven Humane. And a lot of things going on. Now, you just got back from a conference, you said,
in
Las Vegas?
Yeah, one of our donors sponsored Leanne and I, Captain Smith and I, to go to the No More Homeless Pets conference, which is Best Friends Animal Society, and it was great. It was a fantastic conference. They talked about obviously we talked about animal issues from about
how many people. Can you tell us a little bit about this? This is like a national type thing.
Yeah, this is national. This is a national organization, actually represented by 48 states, and I think the final count was five countries outside of the United States. There were 1,700 people in attendance for this.
Wow. This is an important thing. Somebody sponsored you all to go
yes,
there.
Yes, correct.
So this wasn't like money you took
no,
out.
No, we definitely didn't have it in the budget for us to do this. So somebody sponsored us to go to this. And, you know, they have everything from adoption events to marketing to law enforcement. So they have 9 tracks per seminar. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to choose from. Yeah, it was fantastic. And this was their 30th anniversary for their organization, Best Friends. And for those of you who don't know who Best Friends is, you can check them online. But Best Friends has been around for a long time. They're a leader in the no-kill movement in the country, actually in the world. And
Can you share animals through them? In other words, if you've got an animal that you just can't find a home for. Well, can you make, you know, are they on some kind of network that says, hey, I have this animal?
Yeah, they are. And you definitely can do that. Their sanctuary, which is in Kanab, Utah, is absolutely gorgeous. I've actually been out there and volunteered twice.
That's a beautiful area anyway.
It is. It's amazing. And they have literally thousands of animals there at their sanctuary. And they can take them. Obviously, they're stretched pretty thin with what they have there. But there are times when you can take them, yes. And we're looking at, hopefully, in the future, doing a little bit more partnering with Best Friends Animal Society. So,
do they let other animals roam free at any time? Or they are all kind of in cages or enclosures, I should say?
They're in enclosures, but they're very unique enclosures. They have lots of space. They actually use octagon buildings. So every dog has their outdoor run is probably, oh gosh, I'm trying to think of how long they are. They're probably 70 feet long, and then they're kind of like almost like a triangle, so they kind of widen out. And so, yeah, they have tons of space out there, and they usually use the pack mentality with most of them. So there's usually anywhere from two to five dogs per run. So they have plenty of space out there, and they're socialized a lot, and then they try and adopt them out.
Okay.
Took 22 of the Michael Vick dogs after that.
Oh, really? After that fiasco?
Yeah, they took.
Linda still wants him to be hung by his ankles someplace.
Yeah, he's trying to make amends, but I'll leave it at that. But they took 22 of the dogs, and they've placed most of them. They've got their canine good citizen, and they've actually placed most of them. Been able to rehab most of them and placed them in homes.
The fighters, yeah, because they bred them to fight, and then beat them until they did, or trained them until they did.
And out of all the dogs, there were 47, and don't quote me on the number, but I'm pretty sure there's 47 dogs that came out of there. There was only one dog that they had to euthanize right off the bat because it was like that. The rest of the animals showed some kind of friendliness towards humans, which is what they were working on. Now, some of these dogs are still fairly dog aggressive, so they can't go into a home with other dogs or animals, obviously. But they're fantastic with people. So, and they treated these dogs like they should be treated. They treated them all like individuals. And, you know, I mean, some of these, I mean, you're talking, this was years ago. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So some of
these
dogs, you know, one of them I know got adopted within the last year and a half after years of training.
Wow.
So, and I actually got to, when I was there volunteering, I actually got to spend some time with that dog.
To your knowledge, do we have a fighting dog community, God forbid, around here?
We have some rumors, but no, not like anywhere else. Not up here in the North State. We have some people that we think may have fought in the past, but we don't know if they're currently doing it. And I don't know of any chicken fighting up here. Now down south, you're going to get a little bit more of that,
right?
But we haven't found.
So
any.
You haven't really okay. So you haven't heard anything, and that's good because you know, isn't it funny how people can accept people doing horrible things to other people? and yet you get an animal involved, and they want blood. I mean, you just want blood right then. And I never really understood that until we got Elk Killer.
That was a question I was almost afraid to ask because I may not have liked the answer. That was a question I didn't really want to
ask. If we find out about any rings in the area, you know, our animal control officers are going to be on top of that really, really quick. And there hasn't been anything. Not since I've been at Haven, and I think it's been quite a while.
So this sounds like a great conference you went to.
Absolutely.
And that it's going to be and again, it was paid for by a sponsor.
We
all were sponsored for that, which is super. I don't know who it is, but thank you very much. You've got now a big thing here is adoption events because Home for the Holidays.
Yeah, so we have a Home for the Holidays adoption event for November and December. So for the whole month of November and December – what we're going to do is we're going to adopt animals out up to 50% off on the adoption fee and no less than 25% off. So basically the first 5 days that they're up at the adoption center, it's going to be 25% off. And then after that, it'll be 50% off. So our goal is to get 200 animals into Loving Forever Homes before the holidays or before January 1st. And I think we can absolutely do that. And we're going to have our countdown on Facebook and everything else. So that's going to start, Saturday?
That will start Saturday.
So, please come in. And if you're looking for a new family member, we've got them. And adopt. And it's going to be a pretty good cost savings on the adoption.
Okay, here's from Ann. How about we all talk about one bag of dog food and one bag of cat food to Haven today?
Just even the relatively... Not great stuff, but it's food.
We all take food. We take a bag of dog food and a bag of cat food. You know what? Thank you so much for that, Ann. Pets are helpless. And that's why we look at it like that, that you see things, you know, there's a movie out that I just hesitate to even say anything about it because it has an animal get killed in it, which causes all types of consternation because the animal that's killed belongs to a guy that now wants retribution, and he goes after him. And it was more bothersome. You know, it's a movie. So you say it's a movie, but it's bothersome that they would do that. And even though they are bad guys and they all pay for it dramatically, but it's the way people feel. But Ann, you're absolutely right. You know, you always need food. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a feeding program, and it helps out people that can't. Afford to go buy the food at the store and they still want to take care of their animals, and that's what our feeding program goes towards is helping out those folks, and we do that all the time. And any of that food or any money donated for the feeding program just stays in the feeding program and helping those folks out.
Okay.
And I think, you know, I want to make a comment too about the animals. Like you said, you know, we domesticated dogs, we domesticated cats, and they became humans' responsibility. And I'm not saying that everybody likes dogs or everybody likes cats. But they still became our responsibility, and I think that's where that opinion comes from and that feeling comes from is, you know, these animals don't have voices, and so somebody has to be the voices. And right now in this community, Haven Humane Society is the voice for these animals, and we take that responsibility very seriously. But again, we can't do it by ourselves, so people like Ann who are offering to bring in food, those are the people that we rely on to help us get that message out there because we're trying as hard as we can, but we can't do it by ourselves. So thank you, Ann, for doing that. We appreciate it. And for everybody else listening, you know, come and adopt. And if you can't adopt, then come and volunteer. And if you can't volunteer, then donate. And if you can't donate, then get on social networking and network or talk to your friends and tell them, hey, are you looking to adopt? Then come in and come into Haven Humane Society or go to a local rescue who pulls animals from Haven Humane Society or the local shelters. That's what we need. We need people to spay, neuter. We need people to adopt. We don't need people to shop.
Well, she said she saw a guy yesterday, a quote, homeless, so it could be a transient here. Over by Costco, and he had a dog with him, an intact pit bull. And she says she will be in today with food, by the way, for that.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. You know, there's a lot of good things about Northern California and in this area, too. Sometimes we forget, because I get a lot of comments in here that goes, that's it, I'm gone. That's it, I'm gone. And it's usually political. But the thing is that you can't change anything if you leave, and if you can change things, you want to. But there's so many great things about being up here, and frankly, Mark, you and Haven Humane are one of the things that keep us here.
Well, thank you.
One of the reasons, because you know what, you give a damn about what's going on, and all your volunteers, and all the people that help, and Bark, Wine, and Brew, we will always be there. You know, as long as you want us to be there, if there's, you know, that we love supporting that, because it goes to such a great, great cause. The the other thing too is, you know, before we take a break on the stand down last Friday, I was there Friday and I talked to the lady. I know you were. I think your people were out there at some point.
We brought out kennels. Yeah.
Okay.
We helped out with some kennels.
Well, the lady that's taking care of all the animals and we talked to her. She was on the show, and she said to a lot of these homeless, that's their family.
Absolutely.
That's their support network. Yeah. That dog is their support network. And the a veterinarian came by out of Anderson Veterinary. Free checkups, meds that she could give them right there. Of course, no surgery or anything, but shots if they needed them and meds if they needed them. But it played such an important part to these guys. And these are all veterans. That's the one that had their back because they didn't have it anymore.
Yeah, and I want to comment on that really quick. I know we got to go to break here in a second, but the homeless folks have fantastic. Majority of them take really good care of their animals, but we also do Project Homeless Connect every year. And at Project Homeless Connect this past year, we did 260 vaccinations for animals for free. We also convinced 62 of them to let us take the animals back to the shelter, and we spayed and neutered them for free. So we are watching all the homeless folks, and we're trying to help them out with their animals.
Yeah.
And they do look at them like a lifeline, and they do take really good care of them. And we're there to assist them at every step when we can.
All right. Thanks, Mark. You know what? Thanks for pointing that one out, too, you know, because sometimes we forget you do so many things that are there's so many things going with Haven Humane that you don't catch all of them. But thanks. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Why is it, Mark knows when we take breaks. You know, Tom Basinko knows when we take breaks. Rob Pelletti knows when we take anybody. Barbara Harrison. Oh, is it time for a break?
The saying that anybody can do this?
No. We'll be right back. If you think you can do it, give me a call.
Are you tired of the rising city crime rate due to our ever-increasing transient at AB 109 population? A yes vote on Measure F would send a clear and simple message to criminals. You will serve your time. Shasta County has had its AB 109 budget cut and a limit placed on the number of felons that can be returned to prison. If the limit of criminals returned to prison is exceeded, further budget cuts will occur, allowing more felons to roam our streets to commit more crimes. Monies generated by Measure F will be used for support personnel and to send criminals convicted in Shasta County to other counties, freeing up our jail to keep convicted criminals in and not being released to commit further crimes. 75% of the budget would be used to purchase 37,000 days of incarceration in other counties. Measure F will provide an ongoing revenue stream to get the AB 109ers and transients under control. Vote yes on Measure F, and let's get them out of town. Paid for by the Committee for Yes on Measure F.
Trust, follow through, integrity. These are words voters are using to describe Assemblyman Brian Daly.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Our voice counts with Brian. Our votes count with Brian. He will represent us.
Because of Brian's leadership in the state assembly, he's received a 100% rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian helped pass legislation to support rural schools, and he worked hard to pass a bill that reduces wildfire hazard while putting people back to work in our forests. That's called leadership.
He will do what he says he's going to do.
He's a guy that you can trust every day. He's going to work hard. He's going to work relentlessly hard.
The choice is clear. Send a farmer, a leader with North State common sense values, back to Sacramento. Re-elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
I will vote for Brian Daly.
I'm voting for Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly, 2014.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. And it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, DeKine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley, that Zoe's Travel Shop, located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Just a small town girl.
Just a small town girl.
This is Giants theme song right here.
Giants. Oh, that's right. Steve Perry's out there.
World Series champions tonight, hopefully.
Tonight, they're out
there.
They
could do it.
I tell you what, we're going to be there. Oh, Linda's rehearsing for her upcoming event there at Wind River. So she's going to be out there. And so I just said, look, here's what I'm going to do is I'll just record it. I won't even look at it till you get home. Because here's the girl that I don't watch baseball. But in 2012, everybody knows the story. She watched the last two games of the playoff, and we watched the whole World Series. So when Linda watches baseball, we all watch baseball. And so we've been watching this game. And I tell you what, when the Giants get going, and that they're the panda. People put panda heads on their heads. I mean,
I think a KCNR.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever do that?
No, probably not.
I don't think I would ever do that. Would you wear your hat sideways because it's good luck? You know, in the seventh, at the bottom of the seventh, everybody puts their hat sideways. We're going to get a hit. Would you, Bob? Would you do that?
Baseball?
No, Bob. That's a yes or no answer.
Probably not.
Everybody around you's got their hat on sideways, and they're going, "Hey man, I'll buy you a beer."
Well, for a beer, I would certainly.
They wouldn't say, I'll buy you a beer.
No, because beer's what, $15?
They just bully in it.
I think a KCNR night at the ball game would be awesome.
We're going to do that. Colt 45s. You're with us. We're going to have a night at the Colt 45s with KCNR. Trust me. And by the way, we're now acquiring KCNR hats for people that want to have a KCNR hat. We'll give them to you at cost. Unless you're an advertiser, then you get free ones. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur in John Bastiani and I sat down the other day saying, okay, now how can we build a rifle here? And so we're going to go do that. We're going to build a rifle. But he always has the ammo. He has ammo and guns that you want, and guns are always on sale. A lot of guns down there are on sale from John Bastiani. Great gunsmith. Bastiani Arms, give him a call at 222-8222. Again, 2539 Larkspur, local guy who prides himself on customer service. My guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and a lot of things going on here. What else we have going on this coming month?
Well, I want to start by giving a quick shout out. My executive assistant, Janet, his birthday's today, so I want to wish her a happy birthday.
How old is she?
I wouldn't say even if I knew.
I was kind of looking down, looking around. I thought maybe I could sneak one in.
Yeah, nice try. I've been married way too long.
Well, you know what? Happy birthday. You know, happy birthday to her. She plays an integral part down there.
Thank you so much. Absolutely amazing. Yes. And I couldn't do this without her. I truly couldn't. So happy birthday, Janet. So we do have a lot of stuff going on. I do want to announce our Dogathon and Boot Scootin' Doggies barbecue and concert, which has always been the first Saturday of June. We are actually going to move this year, and we're going to change that to May 9th. So that's going to be Mother's Day weekend. So bring your mutt and your mother and come out to that on Saturday. And you can have some fun at our event. They're laughing at me because I said mutt and mother at the same time. I said mutt and mother.
I know you did. Okay. No, and for one thing, I'm glad you're doing it because of the heat.
We
brought the kids last year, the grandkids, and I tell you what, we were there. It was a great event, but whoa, man, was it hot that day.
And that's exactly why we're doing it. We are doing it because we want to do it a little bit earlier in the year so we can hopefully try and avoid some of that heat this year or next year. And we're really looking forward to it. We think it's going to be fantastic. Event.
It is going to be a great event. You know what? And I tell you what, we had a good time because you get face painting. The dogs are doing things, jumping into the water. You have your parade, and then you have the big band event. I mean, that is a great event, and it's a super idea of moving it. A month earlier is going to make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I think so too. And we're looking to also revamp that a little bit as well. So I think it's going to be a fantastic event. Well, I know it will be a fantastic event next year, and, Mark your calendars, May 9th.
May 9th.
It's
okay.
Going to be fun.
Well, you know what? It's one thing I like about you, Mark, and Haven Humane here, is that you take a look. You're very pragmatic. And you look at something that's, okay, it's been like this, been like this, been like this. I think we can make this better. Now, people are going to immediately fight because, oh, no, change, no. And but you fight it, or you don't fight it because you're the boss. You just go, oh, no, let's try this. And it's working. Look at what happened at Wind River.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And we actually, I will say real quick, we did make a change. We added a staff member. We have a new director of development named Stacy Steele, who is now part of the team. And I'm hoping to bring her on IR next month so you can meet her.
Okay. Sponsorship gifts at the kennel.
Yeah, so we have kennel sponsorships. They're $250 for the dogs. They're $150 for the cat condos. We have quite a few of these left. We'd like to get them. It's a great holiday gift. It's a great marketing tool for your organization. It's a great, hey, thanks for being a great pet.
You know, and that's what we have. We bought one of those.
We do as well.
And it says, you know, it's from KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott, and it's for Elk Killer, I think. And I think that's what it says on there. But it's... But it's a good way to help sponsor, and this plaque is a forever plaque.
It is,
right? Goes on one of the kennels down there, so that you know that you've helped.
And it's one per kennel. So once that kennel's taken, that kennel's taken. So you know, we really like
ours has a nice view. We kind of like the view there. It's a view of the ocean.
Well, it's great when people come in and they're adopting and they see those things and they see how many people in the community are supporting. You know, that's a great thing. So
it is. And how are they doing? I mean, are people stepping up? It seemed like the other night at the Park Wine and Brew they were stepping up.
Yeah, I think this community really believes in what we're doing, and I think that they're going to be really happy with – we're going to be hopefully announcing some good stuff next year as well and some different directions and really
– Can't talk about them right now. Huh?
Nope, and really a focused on saving more lives, and that's what our goal is. You know, we want a North State with no more homeless pets, and I think it's achievable. I know it's achievable. But we can't do it alone, and we need the community to continue to donate and help and volunteer.
Get those animals spayed.
And spayed and neutered and adopt. You know, yes. The spaying and neutering is really key to the whole deal.
You're really focused on this, and you're really into this thing, Mark. I really, you know what, people appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all the support from the community, support from you guys.
Hey, okay, now, other ways people can donate here, so we get it all in here before we...
Yeah, we have sponsor pet programs, so if you can adopt, you can sponsor a pet, which will help us get a home for them. We have the Misty Lee Fund, and the Misty Lee Fund is for helping out animals that need medical care that don't have an owner, that come in stray, they need something, justice, the Rosie, the video that we did, that was all out of Misty Lee, you know, and we were able to fix her leg and everything.
This is a dog whose leg was injured, was fixed out, was treated and fixed, operated on by them out of the Misty Lee donations, and then she's the one that was adopted from our friends in Sacramento.
And
here.
She has an amazing home. I mean, just an amazing family. And then we have the Pals Fund, which is helping out senior cats and dogs get adopted and senior people who want to adopt as well. We give a discounted adoption fee when we have money in that account. So there are lots of ways to donate. There are lots of ways to help out, volunteer. Really, we just want the community to get active, and that may mean spaying and neutering your own pets and trying to convince your friends to adopt rather than shop. And you know what? That's all we're asking for.
You know, the other thing, too, is like, and Ann did it today. And Ann, thank you so much. I hope you're still listening. I know that you were leaving then to do it, is go out and buy some food. Go out and buy some food and take it down to the Haven Humane. And your address is?
7449 East Side Road. So we are actually just south of Wind River Resort and Casino on the left-hand side, 273, and just off East Side.
Phone number?
241-1653.
How many dogs you got out there right now? Approximately, I know.
We probably have 175 dogs right now, something like that, 150 dogs.
Wow.
And we probably have 100 and something cats right now all looking for homes. So
wow.
Come on out, adopt. And starting November 1st, we got our Home for a Holidays event November and December.
Okay, so what if they came down early and said, hey, look, can I take advantage of that now? No. Okay.
No, let's wait till Saturday.
I'm just trying to push it a little bit. You know, push that envelope. You know
right.
What? You rigid military guys. I mean, really, rigid military guys. The Air Force is the most rigid of everybody.
Wow.
Anyway.
Bob and I just have weird looks on our faces right now, folks.
Anyway. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
thanks a lot
thank
for being
you.
Here. If there's anything else we can do for you this coming month, or just let us know. Here's a good chance, everybody, though, starting this Saturday, Home for the Holidays, animals at the adoption center. They've been there for 5 days. You get 25% off
No. No. Animals that have been there for, been available for adoption for the first 5 days are 25% off. And above 5 days, it's 50% off.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're setting a goal of 200, and I'd like to just shatter that and get a lot more of them out.
Okay.
Into homes.
200. Well, if we can get 200, that's going to have a lot of people home. For great time to do this with the kids.
Absolutely.
And all this. And you have such great animals down there. I mean, every one of them that's come in here on Fridays, we just fall in love with. Even the guinea pigs and the rabbits. Savannah, I thought she was going to stuff them into her purse to take them home.
Well, she could have. We just had to do some paperwork.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank
you. Hey, tomorrow, Kristen Schrader is going to be here. My guest will be the Wind River general manager out there, the casino resort, Gary Hayward. Kristen Schrader, yes. I'm sorry. Yes on A. Proponents will be here. We've got a lot of stuff going on to talk about tomorrow and all political the rest of the week. Brent Weaver, Mike Quinn, next Monday, Patrick Jones. We're going to get them all so you can listen to them. And yes on whatever the measures are, yes or no. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The absence of a national Ebola response policy seems to be generating some confusion and a lot of uncertainty. It's SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Over the weekend, the White House was at odds with the quarantine policies in New York and New Jersey. And now, for the first time, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending 21 days of isolation and travel restrictions for people at highest risk for Ebola, even if they have no symptoms. But the recommendations are just that, recommendations. States are still free to go above and beyond the CDC guidelines or be more lenient.
He's taken plenty of heat for it, but New Jersey Governor Chris Christie continues to advocate isolating medical workers returning from the Ebola hot zone in West Africa.
We're not going to have folks being infected in New Jersey and other states in this country. Governors ultimately have the responsibility to protect the public health and the public safety of the people within their borders.